is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of November, 2011. It was on this day, 1952, Agatha Christie's murder mystery play, The Mousetrap, opened in London's West End. You could still see it there tonight if you had money for a ticket. Tickets range from £16 to £60. 59 years it's been running, the longest-running show of any kind in the world. Ran at the Ambassador's Theatre for almost 22 years, and then the St. Martin's Theatre next door. The Mousetrap, a classic whodunit, where strangers are assembled in a guest house, a murderer on the loose, they all suspect each other. Queen Mary was a fan of Agatha Christie's, and Agatha Christie wrote the play for Queen Mary for a 30-minute radio show called Three Blind Mice. It was part of a BBC broadcast in 1947, honoring Queen Mary on her 80th birthday. Agatha Christie then turned that half-hour radio show into a short story and then into a play. The actor who originated the part of the detective in the play, Richard Attenborough, years later admitted, "We didn't think it was very good, the play that is, and neither did Agatha Christie herself. She thought it would run for only a few months." It was on this day in 1947, the president of the Motion Picture Association of America announced an official blacklist of the Hollywood Ten, a group of 9 screenwriters, 1 director, accused of being members of the Communist Party. The blacklist was a concession to the House Committee on Un-American Activities, who'd been investigating communists in the movie business. One of the people who came before the committee was the playwright Bertolt Brecht. He answered the committee's questions. He stated truthfully that he'd never been a member of the Communist Party, and he skirted other questions about his political beliefs, and the very next day he left for Europe. The remaining 10 each had been members of the party, not an unusual thing back in the 30s and 40s. They declined to answer the committee's questions. They were cited for contempt of Congress, and all of them would serve time in prison. And it's the birthday of the children's author P.D. Eastman, born Amherst, 1909, who helped to create and write for the character Mr. Magoo, also author of children's books Go, Dog, Go! And Are You My Mother? Here are 2 poems for today, 2 short poems by Hal Sirovitz. The first, Fun, 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 When the Guy Goes Away. "That's a strange question to ask a woman at a bar," she said. "Are you having fun? If I wanted to have fun, I wouldn't have come here. This is a lot of work. I have to decide which guy out of all the jerks here has the potential of becoming my future husband. I mostly just have looks to go on, since the conversation is usually minimal, like the one we're having now." And showing her my trust. "Let me say right off the bat," she said, "I never invite the guy back to my apartment unless I can trust him. I don't know how long that can take. With some guys, it only takes a few dates. Others have never gotten to that point, like the one who's going to meet me for dessert after you and I finish eating." 2 poems by Hal Sirovitz from Before, During, and After, published by Soft Skull Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.